Nay ho.
Nay ho.
Joseon. Hello.
Good morning.
Goi hai, Lyndon James Ship.
Woo! I'm Lyndon James Ship.
That is about all the Cantonese you'll get from me today.
咁大家可以聽到嘅廣東話應該就係呢啲啦。
But thankfully, Grace will help me with the translation.
咁不過感恩啦，Grace 牧師會幫我去翻譯。
I couldn't believe the forces that seem to be getting in the way of my testimony today.
咁我都真係好難以想像咧，要去影響我，嘗試去阻攔我去今日分享見證嘅呢啲惡嘅勢力。
But when you feel where these forces must be coming from, it makes me more motivated to give you the message.
咁但係正正係因為我能夠感受到呢一啲惡嘅勢力嘅攔阻咧，令我更加有呢個動力要同大家分享我呢個見證。
So I will do my best for you and for God this morning. But sorry if I can't do all that I can.
咁我都會盡我個能力，為咗神，為咗大家咧去分享嘅。不過我都首先去道歉啦。如果即係抱歉，如果我冇辦法做到好似係啦，我希望咁樣。
So there are some things today that I was worried about sharing, but as I say, this may make it all the more important to share.
咁頭先我都講過啦，其實有一啲好重要嘅話題，好想同大家分享。咁正正就係你睇到我而家都病緊咧，就證明其實係幾咁重要，我更加要去傳講呢啲信息。
Because the Bible says, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light." For fear that his deeds may be exposed.
因為正如聖經都講啦，凡作惡嘅都恨光，唔願意嚟接近光，免得佢嘅惡行要暴露出嚟。
This is in John 3:20.
咁呢段經文咧係約翰福音嘅3:20.
And now that I'm here, I recognize I'm in the presence of God's people.
咁我而家咧站喺大家當中，我知道咧我係喺神嘅子民當中。
And though some of the things about the past are shameful, there's no condemnation for those in Christ.
縱然我想要分享我嘅過往咧，可能有一啲事係令我覺得好羞恥嘅，但係咧我知道喺基督裏面咧係我唔會被定罪嘅。
This was in Romans 8:1.
咁呢個就喺羅馬書8:1嗰度知道嗰啲喺基督耶穌裏面嘅人咧係不被定罪啦。
So let's start at the beginning.
咁我哋而家就由我嘅故事嘅開始去同大家分享啦。
This was me near the start of my life.
咁你就見到相片裏面咧，就係我比較年青，啱啱我生命開始嘅時候啦。
But hundreds of years ago, my ancestors had come from these parts of the world.
但係咧，喺講緊幾百年前咧，我嘅祖先咧就係由呢個幻燈片呢邊，唔係幻燈片，就係呢個 PPT 上面顯示嘅一啲國家啦。咁可能你哋唔識英文嘅睇唔到啦。I'll just briefly. Do you want to mention any of the countries?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay, because they probably can't see from there. 咁入面有啲可能係英格蘭本地啊、西北歐嘅地方啊，包括又有象牙海岸啦、加勒啦，跟住又有啲非洲西部嘅國家，好似貝寧多哥啊、尼日利亞好多等等，剛果啊就喺中非等等嘅地方，甚至喺北歐嘅國家啲挪威啊、瑞典咁嘅地方。
And so I was born on Friday, 1st of July, 1994.
咁咧，我係喺7月1日，講緊1994年嘅時候，一個星期五嗰度出世嘅。
And now that I've learned about the Bible, I realized that because I was born at 9 p.m., this was just as the Sabbath began.
咁其實我而家因為認識聖經啦，咁我嗰時咧就係回望嘅時候，我當日咧係喺大概夜晚9點出世，咁我就知道原來都係差唔多安息日開始嘅日子嚟嘅。
Exodus 20:8 says that we must do all our labor before the Sabbath, and then we can rest.
咁出埃及記咧就20:8有教導佢嘅子民啦，我哋要喺安息日之前咧就去勞動，但係之後咧我哋就要去休息安息啦。
And I found it quite symbolic that my mother literally went through labor and then was able to rest as the Sabbath began.
咁我就覺得都幾有象徵意義喎，因為我媽媽生我嘅時候咧，就係正正要喺安息日之前咧去勞動，係咪生產之苦？但係咧跟住佢就可以去休息啦。
We lived in a village. I went to church growing up with my family.
咁我哋其實係住喺英國本地一個小村莊裡面啦。咁我從細就已經跟我嘅屋企人去翻教會啦。
It's called Chelmondiston, and when I was 8, we moved to a new village called Stutton.
咁我最初住嘅地方咧就依個嘅切爾蒙迪斯頓啦 ，Chelmondiston， 同埋後屘我哋又搬咗去另一個嘅村莊。
But then we stopped going to church because we were outside of our familiar community.
咁但係當我哋搬咗依個另一個村莊嘅時候，我哋就開始停止咗聚會啦，就冇再去教會啊，因為我哋好似離開咗原本嗰個社群咁樣。
But life was very good anywhere we were living.
咁但係咧，我哋當時住一家人生活得都好唔錯嘅。
I had my family, my friends.
咁我有我嘅家人啦，有我哋嘅朋友啦。
Went on nice holidays. I was in a football team.
咁我哋又可以耐唔時去下旅遊啦。跟住我又係喺足球隊裡面嘅。
And life kept getting better until I was 16.
咁咧生活好似一路都越嚟越好啊，直至我大概16歲嘅時候。
Can change that. But when I was 16, I left high school. I left the familiar community.
咁十六歲之後咧，我離開咗中學，亦都離開咗熟悉嘅群體。
I started sixth form, and a spokesperson from the new college told me that there'd be great opportunities there.
咁我就離開咗中六啦。咁跟住咧，當時就有一個學長啦，就即係師兄就同我講啊，會有一啲好好嘅機會等緊我喎。
And I was sure life was going to get better.
咁我當時就好肯定啊，我前途只會更加好嘅啫。
So why wasn't it getting better?
咁但係點解結果又唔係好似我諗咁越嚟越好咧
？Why was it getting worse?
反而越嚟越差。
Sadly, my grandmother died shortly after I started sixth form.
咁其實係喺我開始中學六年級之後冇幾耐，我嘅嫲嫲就過身啦。
And that, with some other factors, probably had an impact on me that I didn't really comprehend.
咁可能因為我嫲嫲嘅離世，加埋一啲其他種種嘅原因咧，係喺我自己都冇懷疑底下，一路影響緊我。
My behaviour started to decline.
咁我嘅行為越嚟越差啦。
My performance started to deteriorate.
咁同樣，我學業上嘅表現越嚟越差啦。
And my emotions started getting worse.
我嘅情緒亦都越嚟越低落。
So for example, while I was at sixth form,
咁就好似我喺六中六嘅時候咧。
Once I was with my brother and we went to the shop.
咁有一次我就同我嘅細佬一齊，我哋就去咗間店商店裡面啦。
I didn't have much money.
咁我當時冇乜錢嘅。
We went to the reduced to clear shelf.
咁我哋就去咗嗰啲即係特價貨嘅位置啦。
And I thought this stuff is going to get wasted.So I may as well take it.
咁我都諗，呢啲咁嘅減價貨過期嘅咧，都係浪費嘅，不如我就係咁攞咗佢咯。
So I took it off the shelf and I walked straight past the tills to the cafe.
咁我咧就直接從嗰個架上攞走呢啲咁嘅過期特價貨，然後咧就經過要俾錢嘅收銀員嘅地方，然後就去坐低喺嗰個 cafe 嗰度啦。
And I put it on the table ready to eat.
咁我都擠曬喺張台準備食噶啦。
And my brother Giles said.Where did you get those?
咁我細佬 Giles 就問我啦，喂，你呢啲喺邊度嚟㗎？啲食物
？I said, Why do you want some?
我就話你問咩啫？你要唔要食啲啊
？He said, Lyndon, did you pay for those?
咁佢就話 ，Lyndon， 你有冇俾錢啊
？And I could see someone was on a table nearby us, so I said, Keep your voice down.
咁我當時留意到咧，喺其實隔離台有人好似望住，咁我就即刻同我細佬講，喂，細聲啲啊
！He said, Lyndon, did you steal those?
咁我細佬又再話啦，喂 ，Lyndon， 你係咪偷翻嚟㗎
？I said, shut up, Giles。
咁我即刻話收聲啊 ，Giles， 即係佢細佬嘅名啦。
So he said, Lyndon, put them back。
但我細佬仲好堅持喎 ，Lyndon， 快啲擠翻去個架嗰度。
I said, there's no point。
咁我就冇用㗎啦，而家講呢啲。
And then I hear, put them back now 。
突然間我就聽到一把深沉嘅聲音就話，而家即刻擠翻好去。
The guy who was sitting behind us was a police officer, and he slammed his badge on the table.
咁當時原來坐喺我哋後面嘅竟然係一個警員，佢咧就即刻將佢個警即係警察嘅徽章就好大力咁拍喺張台嗰度。
I thought, oh, what are the chances that a police officer is right beside us?
我當時心裡即刻諗，哇！竟然一個警察坐喺我後面，一個咁嘅機率有幾大咧？
I tried to explain myself, and he said, "I know you're not a criminal, but don't start this now, otherwise it'll lead you down a bad path."
咁當時我嘗試解釋啦、辯解啦，但係個警員就話。我睇得出你唔係一個犯罪罪犯，但係咧，我警告你，你唔好再去做呢樣嘢啦。如果唔係，只會令到自己咧踏上一條不歸路，越嚟越差嘅啫。
And so I didn't steal that day, and I haven't stole afterwards.
咁所以自此之後咧，我冇，所以嗰一日我冇去再偷嘢啦，而且自此之後我都冇再偷過嘢啦。
And since I've watched my favourite film Les Misérables, it reminds me of a scene from there.
咁其實咧，我亦都睇過同我好中意嘅音樂劇啦，叫做《孤星女》啊，或者《悲慘世界》。咁咧令到我諗起喺個劇中入面一啲片段。
When John Valjean gets caught red-handed trying to steal, but he gets given another chance to change his life.
就係呢個主角啊 ，John Valjean， 佢當時亦都係偷咗嘢，但係咧佢獲得一個重新嘅機會，由頭嚟過。
And so.I was let off the hook there.
咁所以嗰時咧，我就被放過啦。
But I think we can go to next slide. But then there was another incident in which someone let me off the hook.
但係咧，又有第二件事，又令我咧差啲行錯路啦。
I wasn't concentrating very much.
我當時個人就唔係好集中嘅。
And my A-level results turned out so badly, I should have been.Kicked out of college.
咁就我喺 A level 就考得非常之差啦，咁所以我最後就被踢出校啦。
So when I was 17, I picked up my results and got in the car with my mum.
所以17歲嗰年咧，我攞咗我嘅成績之後就上車啦，同我媽媽一齊。
And I told her they're not sufficient to get through.
咁我就話俾媽媽聽，我啲成績咧唔足以令我可以繼續升學。
So I just wanted to go down the road.To a supermarket somewhere I could find a job where I'd just be out of sight stacking shelves or something.
咁我當時就諗，或者我就去間超市揾份工，譬如去即係執下啲貨架，咁又唔使俾人睇到嘅，就做份咁嘅工啦。
But my mum went back in the sixth form.
Sorry?
My mum went back into the college building.
哦，咁但係我媽咪咧當時就即刻入翻去我嘅學校嘅係啦嗰個辦入翻學校入面啦。
And she happened to see Jason, that same staff member who told me about the college and the opportunities there.
哦，咁佢咧就剛巧碰到我頭先提過有一位職員叫 Jason 啊，同我講過話其實我前路應該有好多嘅機會嘅。
And she said, "Please, my son's not got the grades, but is there any way he can continue?"
咁佢就同呢位職員講：啊，唔該你可唔可以幫下忙啊？我個仔咧就攞唔到需要嘅成績，但你有冇方法去幫佢繼續升學咧
？And I think Jason must have seen from the paper she's showing him that it was Lyndon。
咁我諗 Jason 當時梗係咧從我媽咪手上嗰啲成績單睇到，原來就係 Lyndon 就係我啦。
He said, "Oh, I know Lyndon."
咁佢就話：哦 ，Lyndon， 我識佢啊。
He's not a failure. There must be some mistake.
佢唔係一個失敗者啊！我相信梗係中間有啲咩搞錯咗啦。
I'm sure we can work something out。
我哋一定可以解決呢個問題嘅。
And fortunately, they did。
咁又好感恩喎！最後佢哋真係解決咗呢個問題喎。
That's how I've been able to get through college into undergraduate, the master's degree, now into PhD。
咁亦都係因為咁樣咧，我最後能夠繼續去升大學啦。有我嘅學位之後再去修讀碩士學位，而家我就喺度讀緊博士學位。
And I'm nearly finished. With my education.
咁係先至 finish。
Yeah, yeah.
咁我而家咧就嚟讀完我嘅博士學位啦。
So I had another chance there as well.
咁所以咧，我亦都喺我嘅博士學位當中又有另一個嘅機會。
But things still weren't right.
但係係啦，回望翻當時嘅時候，縱然即係學業解決咗啦，我覺得好似一切都仲未係正軌嘅。
This feeling of emptiness, sadness, fear, and disappointment became really strong in my mind.
當時啊，呢種恐懼、悲傷、空虛同埋失望嘅感覺咧，係非常嘅困擾我。
And I didn't know what was causing it.
我當時亦都唔係好明白具體係乜嘢嘢導致我有呢啲嘅感受咧。
I didn't know what could have made me feel so awful.
我諗唔明究竟有啲乜嘢原因會令到我啊感覺係咁辛苦、咁難受。
And I didn't think of it then, but now I think of this verse. Remember the Creator in the days of your youth. I guess I must have forgotten him.
咁我當時係冇諗起啦，但係而家回望，我諗到啊，喺聖經有一句話咁講嘅：你趁住年幼衰敗嘅日子尚未來到咧，就要去紀念你嘅造物主啦。我諗翻轉頭，我當時梗係已經忘記咗我嘅造物主。
It became so bad that all that I was able to look forward to was sleep.
咁當時我嘅情緒咧低落到我每一日所期待嘅就係去瞓覺。
Because that was the only thing I could do when I wouldn't feel the way I was feeling.
因為唯有當我瞓覺嘅時候咧，我先唔需要去感受我當時嘅感受。
But then I got insomnia, so I couldn't even sleep.
但係咧問題嚟啦，我咧又有失眠喎，咁所以我連瞓覺都瞓唔到。
And then I started looking for a sleep that I wouldn't wake up from.
咁然後我就開始想尋求一種睡眠係可以令我唔使再醒過嚟嘅。
I used to think, why couldn't I have just died when I was 16 and then I wouldn't know what it would feel like to feel this terrible.
咁我以喺我16歲嗰年咧，我其實一路喺度思考一個問題，點解我唔可以16歲就死咗去咧？咁死咗我咪唔使再感受呢啲嘅感覺咯。
But fortunately, before it came to doing anything bad,
但係好感謝神啦，喺我真係去做任何傻事之前咧
，I remembered something from a lot of stories I've heard。
我就諗翻起好多曾經聽過嘅故事。
That when people feel hopeless, they look for God and try and find a miracle。
好多嘅人喺佢哋最覺得完全冇盼望嘅時候，佢哋嘗試去尋找神，佢哋希望去得到神蹟。
And so I thought I'll try and go to church and hopefully a miracle will happen。
於是我自己就諗啦，我會嘗試翻教會，希望會有神蹟出現。
I went to church, but no miracle happened。
咁我開始翻教會啦，但係神蹟並冇出現到。
But it kept me going for a little while。
但係都幫助我可以有持續咗一段時間。
And I still think, even now, perhaps there was reason for those feelings。
但係我諗到而家呢一刻咧，我回望翻，我覺得當時有呢啲嘅感受或者感覺咧係有原因嘅。
Because recently I found that the Bible says, "He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it for life eternal."
因為咧，我最近去讀聖經啦，我就去讀到有一節經文係咁講嘅：愛惜自己生命嘅就失喪生命，在這世上恨惡自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
That's in John 12:25。
咁就係喺約翰福音12:25。
So even the bad things may have good purpose。
所以就算啊，生命中嘅有時一啲好似唔好嘅事情咧，都可以帶嚟一個好嘅結果。
I think we can go to next slide。So while I didn't receive a direct miracle in church, I kept looking for what my problem could have been, trying to find out what my problem could be.
咁縱然當時我冇直接喺教會嗰度好似得到一個神蹟啦，但係咧我繼續去尋求緊有冇一個答案一個解決嘅方法。
And then I found some resources which seemed to explain everything.
咁我當時就揾到一啲好有用嘅資源，好似能夠為我解釋到呢一切。
Explain that I wasn't going crazy or dying or anything bad like that。
咁就令我明白啊，我唔係真係就嚟要發癲啦，又或者我真係就嚟死啦。
It explained what anxiety was and how to overcome it。
佢解釋咗啊，究竟焦慮症係咩一回事，同埋我點樣可以去啊，從呢種焦慮嗰度去康復咧？
You know what it's called?
咁你知唔知系呢个嘅方法系乜嘢咧
？The Linda method.
竟然就叫 The Linden Method 林登法，或者叫做林登焦慮康復法。
The Linden Method. After all this, what are the chances? It sounds just like my name.
咁我當時又係諗啦。嚇、啊、咁多嘅方法裏面，偏偏呢個方法就同我個名啊係發音係一樣嘅，咁呢個嘅機率又有幾大咧
？It gave me the feeling that God had known I'd find this all along。
咁所以咧，我又再次有感受到，其實神咧一路都喺度工作緊嘅。
And that I would know He has provided me with the solution。
而我亦都會知道咗神咧為我提供咗呢一個解答。
And then life started getting better again。
咁於是我生命咧又開始有好轉啦。
Because anxiety is all about fear。
因為我都知道咧，焦慮其實就係關乎恐懼啊嘛。
But the Bible says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind。
但係聖經話俾我聽，因為神所賜給我們的不是膽怯嘅靈，而係有能力、仁愛、自律嘅靈。
And that's from 2 Timothy 1:7.
咁呢個咧就係提摩太後書1:7嘅話語。
And so, I was going on holidays. I was seeing friends. I was doing adventurous things.
咁我當時咧又開始去旅行啦。我見翻啲朋友啊，做一啲好有即係好刺激探險精神嘅事情。
I read the whole Bible in 2014.
我在2014年咧，將聖經由頭到尾讀咗一次。
I still didn't really understand much of it。
但係其實我睇完都唔係真係好明白啦。
And shortly afterwards, I started university。
咁冇幾耐之後，我就開始大學啦。
I was in Greenwich, which is in London。
咁我當時就喺倫敦Greenwich 嘅地方。
And I remember a moment when it really felt like my fortune had changed and life was good again.
咁我記得咧，有一刻我係真係好深咁感受到，哇！我嘅命運好似要改變啦，我嘅生命好似越嚟越好啦。
But as I said, I still hadn't figured out quite how to implement my Christianity into life.
但係我頭先都分享到啦，我其實嗰一刻咧，仲係唔係好懂得點樣去實際將基督教嘅信仰啊喺我生活中去實行出嚟。
So I think we can go to the next slide. So, as soon as I got the student finance from university,
咁所以當我從大學嗰度得到嗰啲嘅資助啊等等
，It was more money than I'd had in my life.
我一時間擁有我一生曾經擁有最多嘅錢。
And so I spent thousands of pounds on a cruise to New York City。
咁我竟然咧就花咗幾千磅啊，就走去一架遊輪去咗紐約嗰度玩。
And I went to Florida。
咁我又去到佛羅里達州啦。
And it was really irresponsible。
咁其實回望真係自己係非常之唔負責任嘅行為嚟嘅。
I missed about a month of my course.
我咧竟然咧逃學咗成一個月。
But the biggest problem came on the way back.
但係最大嘅問題咧，就係當我喺遊輪返程嘅時候發生咗啲事。
It was Halloween.
咁當時咧就係啱啱係萬聖節。
And I didn't realize the negative spiritual forces at work.
咁我當時其實仲係唔係好明白，原來咧萬聖節咧背後啊係有一啲從魔鬼嚟嘅一啲嘅隱含嘅意義。
And I went to a party。
咁我當時就去咗一個 party 啦。
And all the decorations are up. I didn't pay much attention to it。
咁當時其實有好多萬聖節嘅佈置啊裝飾，不過我都冇乜去留意嘅。
But now I can see it's all spooky, demonic stuff that's around.
但其實回望，我而家就知道，全部都係嗰啲好令人即係好詭異啊，令人好唔自在啊，神神秘秘啲靈界咁樣嘅一啲嘅裝飾。
But there was this lady who was particularly interested in me.
但當時咧有一位女士咧對我就特別感興趣。
And she kept getting me drinks.
咁就不斷請我飲酒啦。
And before I knew it, she was in my room, undressed in my bed.
咁喺我即系反应过嚟之前咧，佢已经咧就嚟到我间房，并已经除晒衫喺我张床上面啦。
And she was insisting that we go all the way.
咁呢位女士咧，当然就当时系坚持啊，想我同佢发生关系啦。
And it was very tempting.
咁當然，哇！對於我嚟講係好大嘅試探。
But somehow I was able to say, "Sorry, I can't do this until I'm married."
但係咧，竟然我就有呢個力量，就去同佢講，好抱歉，我喺結婚前我係唔會去做呢啲嘢。
And it felt very embarrassing at the time.
咁當然啦，當時其實覺得極之尷尬啦。
But fortunately, she understood.
但係都。唉，好彩佢好似都能夠理解。
And left.
咁佢就走啦，離開咗啦。
But now as I understand more of the Bible, I recognize that perhaps God compelled me to stop it there.
但係同樣啦，當我越嚟越明白聖經咧，我就明白其實神當時應該係喺度去推動我一定要去停止咁樣嘅淫行。
I had this awful feeling inside the whole next day that things had already gone too far.
其實到了第二天我清醒過來，我整天都非常之難受，因為我知道其實事情已經超越了應該去到的地步了。
And it's weird because society glamorizes it so much.
但奇怪的事就是社會一般非常之吹捧這些這樣的行為。
But the Bible says, run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does.Sexual immorality is a sin against your own body.
但系圣经系点样教导我哋咧？圣经话：你们要逃避淫乱的事，人所犯的，无论是什么罪，都是在身体以外；唯有行淫乱的，是触犯自己的身体。
That's in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18.
呢个咧系记载喺哥林多前书六章十八节。
And so I've done my best to avoid this afterwards.
所以自此之後咧，我亦都盡我最大嘅能力咧，去逃避呢啲淫亂嘅事情。
And hopefully I continue to succeed until it's appropriate when I'm married.
咁我都好希望我可以繼續嘅堅守呢一個教導，直至真係有一日係適合嘅時間，能夠喺婚姻裡面去先係有享受呢個神我哋預備嘅。
And I think we can move to the next slide, please. So I was trying to learn more about Christianity after I got back.
咁我翻翻嚟，即系由呢个游轮嘅旅游翻翻嚟之后咧，我就尝试更深去了解基督教啦。
But the Bible still seemed a bit foreign and far removed from my life.
但系当时我仍然觉得圣经入面讲嘅嘢好似都系仍然有啲陌生啊，好似同我嘅生活唔系太直接有关。
But one day I was reading a book which was talking about verse in Mark 2 verse 21.
但有一天我就睇咗一本書喎，入面咧就提到馬可福音，Mark 2:21，就係馬可福音嘅二章廿一節。
The author was saying, "No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, and a worse tear will result."
咁馬可福音廿一節嗰度咧。佢引用咗，即係作者引用咗《馬可福音》二章廿一節啦，上面就講到啦，冇人咧將新布縫喺舊衣服上面，恐怕咧所補嘅新布啊帶壞埋舊衣服，破嘅就更大啦。
And just as I read that passage of the book, my jeans ripped.
咁正當我喺度睇緊呢一段經文咧，呢本書上面呢段經文咧，我當時著緊嘅牛仔褲突然間就撕裂咗。
So I thought, well, what a coincidence.
咁我嗰時又諗啦，哇，咁巧嘅。
I thought I've got to find out if there's more to this.
咁我真係要去更加了解，係咯，仲有啲乜嘢嘢啦喺信基督教信仰裡面。
So I went back to the flat and I opened the Gospels and it landed on that page with the same verse.
咁當我翻去我自己住嘅單位嘅公寓裡面之後，我就打開本聖經啦，竟然一打開咧，就係正正係呢一節經文。
And so I thought that was the indication that God was trying to tell me something with this verse.
咁所以我當時就知道好清楚，神係想要藉住呢節經文咧去同我講一啲嘢。
And a while went by when I didn't quite know what it meant.
咁但係又過去咗一段時間，我都唔係好了解究竟呢段經文要同我講乜嘢咧。
But one day I was invited out with some friends.
咁但係有一日咧，我就被邀請同一啲朋友出去。
As you can tell, I still hadn't made all my life holy by this point.
咁你哋可能都已經估到，其實喺呢一個時刻咧，我嘅生命都仍然未係好似聖經所教要咁聖潔嘅。
They said I should drink with them.
咁咧，佢哋又邀請我去一齊飲酒咯。
And my friend gave me a bottle of red wine.
咁我朋友就遞咗支紅酒俾我。
And I kept drinking until I was drunk.
咁我就不斷飲，飲到醉曬。
And we end up having disagreement. I nearly got in a fight with my friend.
咁我當時咧就醉酒後就起咗啲爭論啦，跟住搞到即係鬧到咧，差唔多要打交咁滯。
Our other friend broke us up.
咁我哋另外嘅朋友就嘗試去勸交，阻止我哋啦。
And then I went home and threw up.
咁我翻到屋企之後咧就嘔咗一場。
And the next day, I thought I should pray about this and repent.
咁第二日咧，我就諗啊，我應該要禱告，要去悔改啦。
And I did that in the morning, and then got on with my day.
咁我早上咧就真係咁做，然後我又繼續我嗰一日嘅生活。
And then when I went to bed at night,
咁然後咧，當我即係準備瞓覺啦喎，夜晚。
I was sure I was woken up because I felt a pinch on my toe.
我當時咧就被我腳趾好似俾人搣咗一下咁嘅感覺，就整醒咗。
I had this voice say, "It's the Holy Spirit."
當時有把聲音就同我講係聖靈。
And it felt like it died round behind my head.
我感覺佢就好似啊，即係好快咁去到我嘅頭後面啦。
I tried to look around, but I found I was in a sleep paralysis.
咁其實我嘗試周圍去望，但我發現我當時其實就正正喺嗰個睡夢冇辦法起身動彈不得嗰種狀態嗰度。
And then I felt the force of rockets launching my head up.
咁我當時咧就感覺我頭入面好似有一啲嘅火箭準備要發射一樣啊。
Goodness. And I was getting raised off my bed.
我其實成個人咧就好似被抬起離開咗嗰張牀一樣。
And it felt like I was levitating.
咁我當時 ，sorry.
It felt like I was floating.
啊
，yeah.
我當時就感覺自己好似成個人浮起咗。
And I was going up and up, and there was this white. I was going up and up, and there was this white light.
咁我一路咧就好似浮喺半空中，越嚟越高，直到我見到有一個好亮嘅白光一樣。
I was getting raised into the white light, so I thought I was going to die.
我當時就一路好似被提升到呢個白色嘅光當中，我當時心諗死啦，我而家應該就嚟死噶啦。
So I said, "Help, save me."
咁我當時就好自然嗌出嚟，哎呀，救命啊，救我啊
！God help me.
神啊，救我啊
！Then I said, "Yahweh, save me."
我當時就特別去呼求神嘅名 ，Yahweh 救我啊
！And then I stopped going up.
跟住我就冇再繼續上去啦。
And I started being lowered back down again.
咁我又慢慢被降翻落嚟去我張牀嗰度。
And I could see that the pajamas I went to bed in.
咁我當時就留意到，我當時之前著住瞓覺嗰套睡衣咧
，were on the bed.
就喺張牀嗰度。
And I was clothed in all these shining white garments.
而我自己咧就穿上咗呢啲好閃閃發亮嘅白色嘅衫。
And so I was lowered back down.
咁跟住我最後真係被放翻低啦，喺張牀啦。
And then I woke up the next morning.
咁第二朝我真正醒過嚟啦。
But I really felt like this was a profound thing that God had showed me.
但我就深深感到咧，昨晚嘅經歷咧係一樣神要去啟示俾我好深奧嘅一樣經歷。
And it really meant I needed to change.
亦都係話俾我知，我一定要去改變。
And so I stopped drinking after that.
所以自此之後咧，我就完全停止唔再去飲酒啦。
And some of the verses which I think relate to this are.In Acts 2:17,
咁而一啲我谂到同呢个经历相关嘅经文咧，就喺《使徒行传》2:17啦。
Which is also similar to what was said in the Book of Joel.
亦都其实引自于个约珥书嘅。
In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams."
神说。在末后的日子，我要把我的灵浇灌所有的人。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的青年人要见异象，你们的老年人要作异梦。
And so I thought, well, this was the Spirit of God.
所以我当时就想，一定是神的灵。
And I was a young man who'd seen a vision.
而我当时就是一位青年人见到异象。
And I was wondering what the white could mean.
咁我就喺度思考，哇，这个白色究竟是要预表啲咩咧？
And Revelation 3:5.
咁喺启示录三章五节咁话。
Has a verse which says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments."
得勝的也必這樣身穿白衣。
And so I think there's some significance to this as well.
咁所以我亦都睇到咧，呢一切嘅發生都係有一啲嘅特別嘅象徵意義嘅。
And you probably noticed I usually wear white to church now.
咁你哋可能都留意到啦，我成日都好中意著白色衫嚟翻教會嘅。
You don't have to, but it just feels like a positive reminder to myself that I've changed and trying to put the bad things behind me.
咁當然啦，我唔係話大家都要去著白色衫，但對我嚟講咧，係一個非常正面嘅一個提醒，去提醒我已經改變啦，我要將呢啲唔好嘅罪嘅舊嘅嘢去即係拋喺後面啦，唔好再有呢啲嘅行為啦。
So what we got on the next slide? Yeah.And so another thing which was coming to my mind at this point in my life and also afterwards.
咁亦都大概係我生命呢個階段嘅時候咧，啊當時就同埋之後啦，延續都有一件事係嚟到我腦海裡面。
Is what can I be doing? How can I exercise compassion?
就我點樣可以去真係去施展或者展示呢份憐憫
？I'd often felt sorry for the animals, but didn't do anything about it.
咁其實我一路以嚟咧，都對於好多小動物嘅際遇好感到好難受啦，好可憐佢哋，但係我就冇乜行動去幫佢哋。
I convinced myself that what was happening to them wasn't that bad。
咁我就嘗試去說服自己啦，其實呢啲即係小動物被即係唔好嘅對待咧，都唔係真係咁差嘅啫。
Or that it was not my responsibility。
又或者根本都唔係我嘅責任。
As a Christian, I thought I need to really.Embrace the truth and be willing to look at all the evidence.
咁但係作為一個基督徒咧，我覺得我都需要去即係擁抱真理，去真係揾清楚呢啲真正嘅事實啦。
And I also need to be willing to change if what I'm doing is adversely affecting others.
咁而且咧，如果我所做嘅嘢係對其他人有一啲唔好嘅影響咧，咁我都必須改變。
And so I became aware that.The situation the animals are in is really awful.
咁我就越嚟越發現咧，其實好多動物啊，佢哋所受嘅對待係真係好恐怖嘅。
And I was contributing to it.
而我自己亦都係參與咗喺當中。
And so I became a vegetarian.
咁所以我就首先成為咗一位素食者啦。
I thought that was enough.
咁我就以為咁樣都足夠啦。
But then.I learned that even the animals that are used for products are badly mistreated.
咁但係我後屘又發現，就算呢啲係愛嚟即係製造食物嘅動物啊，都係受到非常之唔好嘅待遇嘅。
So, like for example, the pigs that are eaten are only 6 months old.
譬如啦，呢個圖片入面呢只豬仔只不過係六個月大嘅啫。
When they could live to 20 years if we didn't cut their life short.
咁其實本來呢只豬係可以活到20歲嘅，但係咧就因為要被即係食啦，咁所以就即係生命就提前終結啦。
And sadly, because the male chicks can't lay any eggs.
咁同樣啦，嗰啲公雞因為唔能夠生蛋嘛。
They get gassed or cut to pieces because they're wasteful. They're a waste on resources.
咁佢哋亦都係提前就會被整死啦，或者已經即係啦切碎曬，咁因為佢哋係好似浪費資源咁樣。
So I felt really bad about this, and then I became a vegan.
咁我當時就即係覺得知道咗呢一切，我就覺得好難過啦。咁於是我就成為咗一個即係嚴謹嘅素食主義者。
But I was still unsure about how to apply this in my life.
咁但我當時都仲係唔係好知我繼續點樣去應用呢一啲知識咧
？Because most people around me didn't seem to care or understand。
因為身邊人咧好似都唔係好關心，又唔係好明白咁樣。
And so I wanted to pray to God to ask what I should be doing about this。
咁所以我就即係想將呢啲一切用禱告帶到神面前啦，去求問佢我應該點樣做。
And I went out and I was praying that If I'm supposed to be doing something for the animals, can God please show me a sign?
咁我當時咧，其實喺度禱告緊。咁當我出嚟嘅時候，我就有同神講啦，即係神啊，如果我真係有啲乜嘢係要為到動物所做嘅，你可唔可以俾我一啲嘅即係一個證據啊咁樣
？And then
或者一個記號啊咁樣。
Finished praying.
咁我當時祈完禱啦。
And opened my eyes.
我打開眼睛。
And this shrew was crawling towards me.
咁呢一隻好細細嘅尖嘴鼠咧，就啱啱喺我前面爬過喎。
And I thought it's strange because they'd be scared of people and out of sight.
咁其實啲尖嘴鼠一般咧都會怕人嘅，咁你都係睇唔會留意到佢哋噶。
But I wondered if this was the sign I was asking for.
咁我當時就心裏面諗啊，呢個會唔會就係神俾我嘅一個信息一個記號咧？
So I put my hand down.
咁所以我就擠低我隻手啦。
And it kept coming closer.
咁嗰只尖嘴鼠就一路越嚟越近我自己喎。
And then it crawled into my hand.
佢真係就爬上我隻手喎。
And so then I was really encouraged that God would help me with this.
咁所以我當時就覺得好受鼓舞啦，即係我知道神咧係會幫助我喺呢一件事上繼續向前嘅。
And I put the shoe down.
咁我就擠翻低嗰只尖嘴鼠啦。
And went home.
咁啊，翻屋企啦。
And since then, I've become in a lot of animal advocacy activities.
咁自此之後咧，我都參與咗好多去為即係爭取動物權益嘅活動。
And so I found some nice verses which could also motivate people who want to look after the animals too.
咁我就即係喺聖經入面都有去揾多啲嘅經文咧，即係希望可以鼓勵到其他都有心想去為動物做啲嘢嘅人啦。
This one from Proverbs 31 verse 8 says, Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed.
咁喺箴言31章8节咧，嗰度就话啦，你要为不能自辩的人开口说话，为所有贫苦的人伸冤。
And this one from 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14.
啊，咁仲有咧，就系一个哥林多前书嘅 1 Corinthians
16.
Oh, sorry. Okay.哥林多前書嘅十六章 16:14 is it？
係
啦，十六章十四節咁講。
That says, "Let all that you do be done in love."
凡你們所作的都要憑愛心而作。
And one more。
咁仲有一節。
From Philippians 2 verse 4。
腓立比書二章四節。
It says, "Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others."
各人不要單顧自己的事，也要顧別人的事。
So, I think we can go to the next slide. And so, this will be about my story coming to Liverpool.
咁以下落嚟咧，就想同大家分享我係點樣嚟到利物浦嘅。
So we had the lockdown, and I was at home studying.
咁啊，當時因為疫情嘅緣故啦，我哋有呢個封城，咁我當時就喺屋企裏面繼續我嘅學業啦。
And progress was quite slow. I didn't really feel engaged with.
咁當時其實我呢個進度係唔係太好咧，因為都冇乜互動啊咁樣。
With the university or students or. 係
啦，即係無論係同我大學啊，或者其他嘅同學，根本就冇任何機會一齊有互動嘅。
And there was this position for.A well-being ambassador that came up.
咁當時咧就出現咗一個機會咧，就係去成為一個即係好似一個大使啊，喺學校裡面代表啲學生係啦，關於學生嘅可能係身心健康咁樣嘅大使啦。
And I applied for it, and they had an interview.
咁當時我申請咗，然後咧就有一個面試。
And it was on Yom Kippur, which I find is quite a holy day in the Bible.
It was on what?
Yom Kippur. It's a Day of Atonement in the Bible.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay. 咁當時 is it okay? So 我當時咧就發現嗰日咧咁啱就係即係食贖罪日咁樣啦。
And so I was praying, and while I was praying, two white doves came above me.
咁我當時就喺度禱告緊，咁當我禱告嘅時候咧，突然就有兩隻鴿子喺上面飛過。
Yeah.And I thought this was a sign that I would get the job.
咁我當時就會又係有一個感受，就覺得依個應該係神俾我一個記號啦，我應該會得到呢一份工嘅，或者呢個機會嘅。
And so I would need to come to Liverpool.
咁所以我就應該要嚟利物浦啦。
But I also thought it's important to pursue my faith when I come to Liverpool.
但我當時又覺得我一定要繼續去我嘅信仰之路係好重要㗎。如果當我嚟到利物浦。
And from the occasional visits I've done before, I felt Liverpool was a very spiritual place.
咁就我之前都有機會嚟過利物浦幾次嘅，咁我就覺得利物浦係一個屬靈氛圍都幾好嘅地方。
There were these two massive cathedrals.
咁你都知道利物浦有兩座大教堂啦。
And so I had this vision that's going to be an amazing spiritual journey.
咁所以我就有個期待，就覺得哇，前面嚟到利物浦嘅階段應該係一個好奇妙嘅屬靈之旅。
But I really wanted to make sure I was being consistent with my faith when I got to church.
但我又好想肯定，當我真係去參與依度嘅教會嘅時候，我能夠即係忠於我嘅信仰。
I didn't want to be keeping a secret the main parts of my faith that I had to do before.
我就唔想好似我之前過往參與嘅教會裏面咧，我要不斷去隱藏我真正相信對聖經入面嘅一啲理解。
Because many churches have statements of faith which expect you to agree with the condemnation of people, or that God has a different identity than I understood it to be.
因為好多咧出面嘅教會啦，我以前參加過咧，佢哋都會有佢哋嘅信仰嘅宣言或者立場嘅。咁但係佢哋係會強即係要求啦，要求所參加嘅人都一定要同意佢哋呢啲嘅列出嚟嘅唔同嘅嘢啦，無論係對某啲人嘅控訴啊。某一類人的控訴，或者是他們對神，根本對神的理解都是有差異的。
For me, it was important to find a church which represented the loving God and recognized his unique identity.
那對我來說，要去找到一間教會是真的去教導和即認同即除了是神，他這位神的慈愛之外，還有神這個獨特的身份。
And so I was searching for these churches, but I couldn't find them.
咁一路喺度上網揾，但我就揾唔到喎。
And it was getting close to when I needed to move.
咁已經距離我要搬嚟利物浦嘅時間越嚟越近啦。
And I thought maybe when I go to Liverpool, I'll just stop going to church and pray by myself.
咁我曾經有諗過，或者當我去到利物浦，我就唔再去教會啦，我就自己禱告咁維繫我嘅信仰生活啦。
Because if I couldn't find a church which represented God properly, perhaps that's worse than no church at all.
因為我當時就諗，如果我都揾唔到一間教會係正確咁去代表神嘅，咁可能比起我要夾硬翻間教會係仲差。
But then I remembered the verse in Hebrews 10:25.
咁但係我突然間就諗起喺希伯來書咧10:25有咁樣一節經文。
It says, "Let us not give up meeting together."
不可停止聚會。
As some are in the habit of doing.
就如嗰啲停止慣咗嘅人一樣。
But let us encourage one another.
但要讓我哋彼此嘅勸勉。
Because it's really important that God's people come together and share their faith.
因為咧，其實神嘅子民咧聚集喺一齊去分享彼此鼓勵，同埋繼續追求嘅信仰係好重要。
So I thought I'd give it one more try.
咁於是我就諗，好啦，我要再試一次，再揾下先。
And then I thought there was a bit of a mistake because there was one search which seemed to make sense of what I believe in.
咁我當時咧就揾到一間咧，似乎係即係同我所一路嘅認知啊，我嘅信仰立場係好一致嘅。但係我就覺得緊係咪當中有啲乜嘢嘅錯誤出現咗咧
？But there was loads of Chinese writing on the website.
因為咧喺佢哋嘅網頁咧有好多中文字嘅喎。
So I thought maybe there was a mistake.
咁我諗啊，緊係我搞錯咗啦。
That perhaps this is another Liverpool in China, or.
咁會唔會呢間教會其實喺會唔會喺國內有個地方又係叫 Liverpool 利物浦咧
？I mean, I know Liverpool University has a campus in China, so maybe that's possible.
咁我都諗呢個有可能嘅喎，因為大家都知道利物浦大學咧喺國內係有分校嘅嘛。
So I looked at the website and I saw the address is an English address.
咁但我再睇清楚喺个网站上面写教会嘅地址，确实系喺英国呢度嘅利物浦嘅。
So maybe it might be true。
咁可能系真系有间咁嘅教会嘅。
The only way to find out was send a message。
咁最好嘅方法就系直接联络佢哋啦。
And I believe it was Grace who got the message。
咁当时咧就阿 Grace 收到我嘅信息啦。
And she said that there was indeed a church here。
咁佢当时就解答，佢就回应我啦，话系啊，我哋系有一间教会喺度嘅。
That believe what I thought。
亦都係同你嘅相信嘅係一樣噶。
And that they had not closed down because of the pandemic.
而雖然有疫情咧，我哋都並冇話結束咗。
And that they would come back to meeting in person.
咁我哋係希望之後都會再一次有實體聚會嘅。
And so soon after I moved here, I met her and Albert.
咁我搬咗嚟利物浦之後咧，我就好快約到啊 Albert 同埋 Grace 啦。
And they told me about the plans and when the service was going to be.
咁佢哋就同我分享佢哋嘅計劃啦，同埋我哋即係當時聚會嘅一啲安排咁樣。
When I went to the first service,
咁但係咧，當我第一次去參與佢哋嘅聚會嘅時候咧
，it was a bit different than I expected.
就同我嘅期望係好唔同嘅。
Because at the door there was like a fast food restaurant.
咁因為咧，當時仍然喺疫情啦，咁我哋所聚會嘅地點咧，個門口正正隔離就係一間快餐店嚟嘅。
And then we went in, but it was somebody's house.
咁我入咗之後咧，就係其實一個弟兄嘅屋企嚟嘅。
And then we went upstairs and we took our shoes off.
咁因為要上去人哋屋企樓上，我哋去除鞋啦。
And I think there's maybe about 7 of us.
咁當時咧聚會嘅人即係大概可能七八個人。
We all had to wear masks because it was a pandemic.
因為疫情嘅緣故，個個又要戴口罩啦。
And we stood there and we were muffling the songs in Chinese in our socks.
咁當時我哋嗱著住對襪啦喎，戴住口罩，咁就朦朧咁，你就要唱一啲中文嘅歌啦。
I thought this was not the supernatural, spiritual church I was expecting in Liverpool.
咁我當時就自己心裏面諗，呢個同我所想象出嚟嘅，哇，超自然、非常屬靈嘅教會，好似完全兩個樣喎。
But I remembered all the things God had shown me leading up to this.
但系咧，我想起一路神带领我行到呢一步嗰时嘅好多嘅事情啊。
And it was most important to be representing God properly, regardless of what it looks like on the outside.
咁咧，神去提醒我，其实最重要嘅系要正确咁去彰显出神无论佢嘅外表表面睇到嘅嘢系点。
And with more patience, things did get more remarkable.
咁當我願意有呢份嘅堅忍嘅時候咧，果然我能夠見證事情係變得越嚟越美妙。
We came out of the pandemic phase.
咁我哋終於脱離呢個即係疫情嘅嗰個階段啦。
More people started coming.
越嚟越多嘅人可以翻返嚟實體聚會。
We got this new building.
我哋揾到呢個新嘅場地。
And we got the Sunday fellowship back, and the children are coming.
我哋亦都可以再次有翻我哋自己主日團契俾我哋嘅小孩子。
We go on the camping trips and everything.
又可以去翻 camp 一營會。
So it feels like church is how it's supposed to be now.
教會終於可以變翻教會應該係嘅模樣啦。
And so I don't mind any superficial differences because I think the main unity we have is with God.
咁所以咧，我都唔去介意啦呢啲表面有唔同嘅即係差異嘅地方，因為最重要咧就喺神裏面呢份合一。
That we share this faith and we're careful to represent God truly.
就因為我哋真正咧關心我哋嘅信仰啦，我哋嘅信心啦，喺神裏面，同埋我哋係正確要去表達神嘅。
And so I'm no longer concerned about finding somewhere with spectacular architecture or thousands of people.
所以咧，我都唔去關注咧，要揾一啲哇有非常宏偉嘅、好壯觀嘅建築物嘅教會，或者咧有幾千人聚會嘅教會。
To me, this is better.
咁對我嚟講咧，我哋咁樣嘅聚會係更加好嘅。
But the problems went over.
但係咧，其實問題都未結束喎。
I started losing a lot of money on the rent I was paying.
我咧就因為要去付租金啊，我啲錢越嚟越少啦。
And I thought I might have to move home because I ran out of money.
咁我開始唔係好夠錢啊，我就曾經諗，哎呀，我係咪要搬翻去屋企咧
？But as I said, I've become a well-being ambassador.
但係我都分享過啦，我已經成為咗學校嘅呢、這個即係學生嘅一個大使。
And so was Rim.
同樣今日嚟參加嘅 Rim 都係嘅。
And Mim told me there's some jobs where you get free accommodation.
咁當時咧，透過 Mim 咧就話俾我聽，原來咧學大學又有一啲嘅職位咧崗位係你可以有免費住宿嘅喎。
And she said she thinks I could be a residential advisor like her.
咁佢就同我分享咧，我相信你都可以好似我咁去成為一個學生宿舍嘅社監或者輔導員咁樣嘅角色。
I thought maybe this is too good to be true.
我當時就諗，哇！如果真係咁就太好啦。
And so I'm often careful about these things, and I want to pray about it first.
咁我當時當然啦，就覺得我必須要先禱告為咗呢件事。
So before I made the decision, I came to a church and told the people about it.
咁所以當我去決定申請之前咧，我就翻教會嘅時候就同教會嘅弟兄姊妹去分享咗。
And we prayed, and it seemed like God was perhaps opening up this opportunity for me.
咁當時弟兄姊妹都一齊去同我同心禱告啦，然後慢慢我就睇到神真係好似喺度開路啊，俾我呢個機會。
And Rim arranged for me to have an interview with the boss.
咁當時都多謝 Rim 啦，佢就幫我安排咗可以同我哋嘅上司去有呢個嘅面試。
But I thought about the commitments of the job.
但我當時亦都考慮如果我真係做呢份工佢對我嘅要求我嘅係啦，我需要去承諾嘅。
And I worried because I knew RAs would need to be busy on weekends.
因為我知道咧，如果作為一個學生宿舍嘅管理員啊、輔導員，我係需要可能係週末都要去工作嘅。
And so I was thinking, is this going to jeopardize my chance at the job or jeopardize my role in the church?
咁我當時就喺度諗啦，一係咧就係我嘅立場將會決定會唔會去影響到我得唔得到呢份工，又或者會影響到我星期日嘅服侍。
I thought maybe I could keep it quiet about my religion so they didn't think it caused any problems.
咁當然有個念頭掠過就係，如果我唔提我嘅信仰，咁可能佢哋就唔會去諗啊，會唔會你因為翻教會啊，一陣影響你嘅工作表現啦。
But then I thought if this is an opportunity from God, He's going to want me to be honest about my faith.
但我當時就諗啦，如果呢個真係神俾我嘅機會，佢一定會希望我係老老實實嘅去公開去承認我嘅信仰嘅。
And so I explained all that I do with the church and all that I'd like to be able to continue in my Christian life.
咁所以我就好坦誠嘅去講清楚，我好希望可以就算得到呢份工咧，我仍然可以繼續我原先喺教會入面嘅參與，同埋我希望繼續可以喺教會裡面更加付出嘅地方。
And if they can't accept it, perhaps I couldn't do it.
咁但如果佢哋唔能夠接受咧，咁好抱歉，可能我都唔可以去即係接受呢份工作咯。
But then I was given the job.
但係竟然佢哋都將呢份工俾咗我喎。
And so I moved in January 2022.
咁所以喺2022年嘅一月咧，我就可以搬咗去佢哋提供嘅宿舍啦。
And later, the boss Dan said to me.It's actually because of my faith, he thought I'd be more useful as a member of staff there.
咁喺之後咧，呢位即係當時面試我嘅老闆咧，叫做阿 Dan 咧，佢就同我講翻，其實正正就係因為你嘅信仰，令到我哋認為你係更加合適去做呢個職位嘅。
Because I would have a pastoral role and be able to advise students in that capacity if they needed it.
因為咧，正正當你喺照顧管理呢啲學生嘅時候，如果喺呢啲需要去輔導啊，去輔導啊，照顧佢哋呢啲需要嘅時候，你就甚至可以喺呢方面都可以參與到啦。
And so I'm still doing this job.
咁所以到而家咧，我都仍然係做緊呢個工作。
And I should be in it until August.
咁我應該咧會繼續直到今年嘅八月。
A lot of people would like to know what I'm going to do next.
August next year?
August this
2024, right? Yeah, 因為八月啱啱過去咗。Yeah, 咁我應該會繼續呢份工，直到明年嘅八月嘅。
And I would like to continue serving the church and helping.
咁我都好希望喺呢段日子裡面，我仍然可以繼續去服侍教會啦。
While I'm still in Liverpool.
就係當我仍然喺利物浦嘅呢段時間。
But I should probably let you know there might be a change.
但係咧，我亦都知道可能會有一啲嘅改變。
Because when I went home this week,
因為呢個禮拜當我翻屋企嘅時候咧
，we had some news that might change things.
咁我就收到一啲嘅消息，可能會改變前面嘅路。
Because they don't think my dad has many months left.
因為咧，我哋家人發現咧，我爸爸可能即係在世嘅年日唔多啦。
So if I have to leave earlier than that, I'm sorry.
咁所以如果咧，我要比原先嘅計劃提前離開咧，咁我都係啦，真係好抱歉。
But I'm hoping I can see things through to the end.
但係當然我都好希望我可以即係好似原本嘅計劃繼續去堅持到底啦。
And so at the moment, I've got to finish the PhD.
咁但係喺呢一刻咧，我首要任務係要完成我嘅博士學位。
In next few weeks.
就喺嚟緊呢幾日、幾週內、幾個禮拜之內，我要去完成啦。
And try and complete the remainder of my responsibilities as best I can.
亦都係要盡我嘅能力咧，去盡好我作為博士生嘅剩低嘅呢啲責任。
So I'd appreciate your prayers.
咁所以我都會好希望大家可以為我禱告啊。
But most importantly, I'd appreciate your prayers for my dad, Paul.
但係更加重要咧，我會更加珍惜，希望大家可以為我嘅爸爸去禱告。
Because he needs them.
因為咧，我爸爸真係好需要大家嘅禱告紀念。
So I think I've got you through till 12:30.
咁我諗我都應該分享到，啱啱好差唔多12:30啦。
So thank you all for listening.
多謝大家去聽我嘅分享。
Sorry I couldn't be as clear as I'd like to be.
真係唔好意思啦，我今日嘅聲音咧令到唔可以講得更加清晰。
But yeah, I'll be around afterwards if you want to ask me any questions about anything.
咁但係因為我一陣都會繼續留喺度啦，咁如果大家有啲咩唔清晰嘅地方想去問我咧，都好歡迎大家嚟提問嘅。
But yeah, thank you for listening.
再一次多謝大家。
唔該。
多謝。